Now happy to be joined by Canucks prospect playing with Northeastern in the NCAA. He is Tyler Madden. How's it going, Tyler?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thanks. Any legendary celebrations during the scrimmage in camp today?
No, not today. I didn't break out any today. I saved those for the season, so.
All right, what's your thought process? Because your cellies are legendary already, and you haven't hit the NHL. Do you plan those out, and what's your motivation?
No, I mean, those are kind of just on-the-spot things. The only one was the canoe. I kind of planned that one out a little bit. That one was a tribute to my grandfather who had just passed away not too long ago, and he owned a canoe shop, and I just thought it'd be kind of fun, and I know my grandmother loved it, so it's all in good fun.
Yeah, these are the stories we love to hear. That's it's a great background on that celebration that pretty much went viral last year. Tyler Madden joins us here on Sportsnet 650, your home of the Canucks. So you were a breakout star at Northeastern last year. What contributed to that? How did you hit the ground running there?
I mean, I think it started with our leadership. We had a great core group of guys that returned and kind of like welcomed me in, and especially the coaching staff, Jerry Keefe and Jim Madigan, obviously allowing me to do what I do best on the ice and giving me a little bit of a leash and knowing when to pull back on it. So I think just the combination of the guys in the locker room and the coaching staff just kind of made it a good year to for me to join the league. So,
Tyler, you play in pretty much all situations. You've been given a significant responsibility on that team. How important is it for you to be versatile and have that responsibility of playing in all situations?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of my game, being able to play power play, PK, late in the game when you need a goal, late in the game when you need to prevent a goal. But that's just kind of the things that I like in my game, and I want to keep having that throughout my whole career. So doing it in college and them allowing me to play those roles will allow me to play them in the hopefully in the next level.
You get a lot of rave reviews for the flashy dangles, and that's what, you know, pops up on the videos on Twitter and social media, but I've talked to people that rave about your defensive game as well. That should be a bit of an expectation, knowing your dad and his Selke trophies, but how have you developed both sides of your game at such a young age?
Yeah, I think for sure the defensive side was all my dad teaching. Growing up, that was where the offense started, and that's what he taught me at a young age. So I think just taking in all that he did, and obviously he was a great defensive player, but just learning from him really helped me with the D-zone game, and I think that translates to my offense. And segueing into that, I mean, whenever we have a big play on D, it always translates to odd man rushes and offense, and obviously the skill is just something I developed and worked on a lot with my hands and speed and stuff. But throughout the year, I think I got a little bit better as the year went on, and playing against bigger and older guys, I kind of learned how to deal with that as the season went on, so it was good.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Canucks prospect Tyler Madden. Tyler, Northeastern has a special place in Canucks fans' heart. Of course, Adam Gaudette, yourself, and now Aiden McDonough are part of the organization. What's so special about that university for you in terms of its becoming a destination for high-quality collegiate players?
Yeah, I think it starts with the coaches, obviously. I talked about Jerry, Madigan, and Smith. They're all there, and they develop guys. Guys sometimes come in, and they need a couple years to develop and really hit their true form. And I think that it's just a great spot to gain a little bit of knowledge with the college play. I mean, Jerry Keefe is doing such a great job in developing guys. Adam Gaudette, obviously, Dylan Sakira, and you know those guys were guys that came in freshman year and just went to work and did what he said, and you know, and they're in the pros now. So,
Aiden McDonough is a Canucks draftee over the past weekend. He's also committed to Northeastern. You going to show him the ropes around campus or what?
Yeah, for sure. We've had a good time here so far. We were on our flights here together at like 3 a.m., so that's always a bonding experience. But for sure, I'll show him the ropes, and you know, he's my roommate here, so we'll see what Vancouver has for us. Looking around and stuff. So
okay, this isn't your first trip to Vancouver. You've been here before, the summer showcase. What's number one on your list? Yeah, you got to get used to the city.
Yeah, I mean, I love the water. Me and my dad was actually here yesterday for a couple days. Going to the draft and stuff, but he was here, and we went to the down to the water looking at the boats and stuff, and that was just kind of a cool thing for me because you know, you don't get to see that much, especially with the mountains in the back in Florida. So you obviously get the boats in Florida, but definitely not those mountains.
Have you done the grouse grind yet?
Yeah, last year we did it tough, but definitely rewarding at the end.
Yeah, it's we got a bit of a competition going here at the office. Who can have the best time? I'll be honest, my time's not that great, so we're not going to share that right now. Tyler Madden, our guest here on Reach Deep Sportsnet 650. So, what is the plan for you here at development camp and here this summer? Where do you want to get better?
I think obviously in the weight room. I just need to develop my size a little bit, just getting a little bit thicker. But you know that will come with time. So I think other than that, just getting a little bit faster, stronger on the puck with my edges and stuff, and that's more learned on the ice, I think, and just getting my shot a little bit better and just developing these aspects of my game so that I can succeed next year at Northeastern.
Hey, Tyler, it's been a lot of fun chatting. All the best to you through this camp and through this summer. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Sportsnet 650.